Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After Jesus was baptized, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he
The tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God,
command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle in the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Again, it is written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Welcome to church on this chilly-ish morning. Treasure these days, because we know what's coming. The story of the temptation of Jesus is found in all three of the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is a story that orients Jesus with both the past history of the people of Israel and with the future, us. Before Jesus starts his ministry, he heads out into the desert for 40 days. The number 40 in Hebrew is code. It's a code used to indicate a passage of time in which there is struggle and change. It rained 40 days and 40 nights during the flood in Genesis chapters 6 through 9. Moses spent 40 days on the mountain without food in Exodus 34. Elijah fled for 40 days to the mountain of God in 1 Kings chapter 19. Perhaps the most famous of all is Israel's wandering in the desert for 40 years before entering the Promised Land, found in Deuteronomy. These wilderness trials after the Exodus are the backdrop for today's gospel reading. Deuteronomy is quoted three times by Jesus in his confrontation with the devil in the wilderness. What we have in this story is a battle between good and evil. Jesus, who is filled with the Holy Spirit, takes on Satan. And Jesus was tempted. Not only was he famished after a 40-day-long fast, the devil tempts him with what he has the power to do for others. How Jesus responds in this moment will determine the nature of his ministry. By turning stone into bread, Jesus could feed not only himself, but also masses of hungry people. If he claimed all authority and power, he could expel the Romans from Israel. If he proved that he was the Son of God by performing amazing tricks before the people, how much more quickly could his message spread? But that was not God's plan. And if death and resurrection are the alternative course that he has to take, I can only imagine how much more Jesus was tempted in that moment. If we have any doubt that Jesus was fully human, this story assures us that he was one of us. For we too are bombarded with temptation throughout our lives. And we always have been, as we see from that first story of creation in Genesis. There is much to be learned in resisting temptation by paying attention to the weapon that Jesus used to combat his adversary. He uses scripture. When the devil tempts him to turn stone into bread and so end his hunger, Jesus quotes Deuteronomy 8:13, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Next, when the devil tempts him with the glory and authority if Jesus but worship him, Jesus quotes Deuteronomy 6:13, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Trying to beat Jesus at his own game, the devil quotes Psalm 91 when he is tempting Jesus to throw himself off the pinnacle in the temple in Jerusalem to prove that he is the Son of God. Jesus responds with Deuteronomy 6:16, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." The devil is defeated for the moment and leaves to await another opportunity. If Jesus can be tempted, no one is above temptation. We are tempted in both small matters and large. And we are very, very clever at coming up with ways to justify giving in to temptation. Have you heard the saying, the end justifies the means? Imagine if Jesus had said that. What would our lives look like instead if we followed Jesus' example and turned to Scripture to find our way? We need to study Scripture, and I don't mean memorize random verses here and there. That isn't what Jesus did. He knew his Scripture backward and forward. He had the whole of it memorized. We need to study Scripture so that we know where and when it is written, by whom and for whom. We need to learn its structure and its codes, so that we can see how it fits into our society today. We need to find ourselves in the story. We need to know these things so that we, like Jesus, can spot when someone is quoting Scripture for evil purposes. We believe that the Holy Scripture of the New and Old Testaments to be the Word of God, that is in our catechism. And we believe that it contains all things necessary for salvation. But that is very different from saying that we believe everything in the Bible is necessary for salvation. Today, there is a tragic tendency to proof text. Proof texting is taking a line of scripture out of context and using it to prove a point. Frequently, it is used to keep the powerful in power, and to subjugate this or that group of people. Scripture has been used to teach that women are inferior to men and to promote slavery and colonialism. A rule of thumb to keep in mind when encountering a Bible quoter is to ask yourself, is the intent of this person to exclude, put down, diminish, and divide? Or is it to build up, to affirm, and unite people? If it is the first, then Scripture is being used for evil purposes. Remember, God is love and always works for the good and unity of all. Holy Scripture is there to reveal God to us, to teach us, to comfort us, and to sustain us. Everything you need to resist temptation is in there, and so much more. So, my friends, get a good study Bible and dive in. A red letter Bible highlights the words of Jesus and provides an easy source to answer the question, what would Jesus do? The more time you spend with Scripture, the more it becomes a part of who you are and is there to be drawn on in times of need. I wish you a holy Lent. Take this time of prayer and self-reflection to turn to God anew. Settle in and see where the Holy Spirit is showing up in your life, because the Holy Spirit is showing up in your life. Slow down. Take a breath. Just be. Get better acquainted with the person God created you to be. Acknowledge your sins and your goodness as you seek to become ever more faithful to God. For each of you is a valued and beloved child of God. Through you, even in the somberness of Lent, your light shines forth, giving hope to a broken world. Amen.